Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. We're going to be learning a beautiful drasha given by Marin Hav Kook for Shabbos Tshuva. We don't know when he gave this drasha, what year, but we know that he gave it. It's published in the Sefer Otzus HaRe'iyah, Chelek Beis by Rav Moshe Tzuriel Shlita, page 157 and on. And the Torah here is very beautiful, very deep. Ashreinu shezachinu l'kach. This year should be a schus for Reb Shmuel ben Yamin, Mitishna Rochaleya, David Shukra Ella ben Rachel, Reb Moshe Shimon ben Brian Akela, Reb Ephraim Abba ben Miriam Shoshana, Reb Yosef Ezra ben Esther, Avram Yitzchok ben Esther. They should all have Baruch Batzlach B'chol Maase Yedeyam, and Moshe Yehuda ben Peshadina should have a Zivug Hogun ben Meheira B'Yameinu, Amen! And Ilana Simon bas Miriam. Zivug Hogan b'mehera v'yameinu, amen. It says in the last parak of Yuma that the Averos that you said vidui on this Yom Kippur, you should not say vidui on, you should not confess for next Yom Kippur. And if you did, it's like a dog, says the Gemara based on the Pasuk, it's like a dog who returns to his vomit. Once everyone already said vidui, vidui is like vomiting up all the bad from inside of you. So to return and say vidui again is like returning to the vomit. Sin is this poison that enters a person's body. By saying vidu, you vomit it up. And then if one repeats the vidu, he's like a kelev shaval kio. So you should not repeat a vidu. If you've misvada last Yom Kippur for an Avera, don't be misvada this Yom Kippur unless you repeated the Avera. But otherwise, you shouldn't repeat it. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, you definitely should repeat it. You're meshubach. And he quotes a pasuk. So we have to understand what the shorash of their machlokis is. Why, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, one should repeat vidui, and one according to Anakama, one should not. So there are two reasons why we can say vidui. One is that there's a mitzvah of tshuva, and speaking it out, saying vidui, is mechazek the koach of machshava. Like we have a klal in the Gemara that maisa motzi midei maisa. That's a klal nechos tum and taira. But we can also say here a person did a maisa avera, and then the maisa of saying vidui, this dibur, which is considered like a maisa, is sometimes dibur is considered a maisa, is motzi midei maisa, takes you out of the previous deed. So the dibur of vidui is mechazek the koach hamachshava, it's mechazek the tshuva. That's what the vidui is for. It's to be mechazek your tshuva. The other possibility is that no, tshuva makes you a new person, and that you don't need to be motzi midei maisa because you're a new person. The sin is already disgusting in your eyes. Person realizes how terrible it was that he sinned, and that's what happens when one does tshuva. So when he says vidui, since he already feels disgusting because he sinned, the vidui makes him feel even worse. So it's like it's a knas, it's tsar. That's why we have a chovetz vidui, to have more tsar for the avera we did. We don't need a maisa to be motzi us midei maisa because tshuva made us a new person. But what we do need is to have this knas, this tsar of saying the vidui, of remembering once again the avera we did. And that's the machlokas in the Tanakhama of Elazar ben Yaakov. The Tanakhama holds that the ikar vidui is tsar, and therefore you shouldn't be misvad if you don't have to, because then you're showing it's not real tsar. If it was real tsar, you wouldn't look for more tsar. So maybe you shouldn't be misvad the second time. If you did, it's kekelev ashav alkiyo. So only be misvad once. Don't do it again to show that it's tremendous tsar. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that the yesod of vidui is to be mechazek the koach of tshuva. You need a maisa to be motzi midei maisa. Tshuva is belave, and vidui is the maisa to take you out of the original maisa that you did. So if you do vidui again, it's mechazek your koach again. It's mechazek the koach of the machshava again. It's even better. So these shnei ta'amim, these two reasons given for vidui, are be'etzem the yesod of the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Elazar ben Yaakov. Tanakhama holds it's tsar, so therefore don't do it again, otherwise you show it's not real tsar. Elazar ben Yaakov holds that it's to be mechazek the koach of your tshuva. So the more you do it, the better. The pasuk says, "Achas diber Elokim shtaim zu shamati ki oz le'Elohim." Pasuk Tehillim Samach Beis Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Once I heard God, twice. Once God spoke, twice I heard. Because there is strength for God, and to you Hashem is chesed, because you pay a person according to his deeds. So now Rav Kook is going to say what the deeper meaning of this pasuk is. Why isn't tshuva explicitly a mitzvah saseh? Why does the Torah only explicitly tell us visvadet tetzei vidui, but not tshuva? So there's a mashal yadu in the Sfarim that there was a certain king who had to put one of his beloved citizens in jail. But he really loved the person. He didn't want him to. He had to punish him. He did a sin. But he didn't want him to have to stay in jail for too long. So he said, I want you to make an underground tunnel and then give him the blueprints of the jail to show him where the underground tunnel is, and then he'll understand by you giving him the blueprints that I really want him to escape. But I can't tell him explicitly, because then there's no midas hadin anymore. Then anybody can do whatever they want. Then he'll feel like there's no strength for the king. The king is in nothing. So I can't tell him explicitly how to get out, but show him the blueprint and that'll be a remez. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't explicitly tell us to do tshuva, because laksa midas hadin, what's going to be with midas hadin? Well, you can just do whatever you want and then do tshuva and you're fine. But he tells us to vidu, we understand tshuva on our own. Now the ikar schar is mitzuva ve'ose. But on tshuva we can't be mitzuva. So what are we mitzuva on? We're mitzuva on the vidui. And then, because of that, we get a complete schar. We get the higher level schar, because the tshuva is now connected to the vidui, and both are in the realm of mitzvah v'yose. And that's what it means when it says in the pasuk, Achaz dibra elokim vidui. Shtaim zu shamati. That one mitzvah vidui, but really there are two. I heard two. What else did I hear? I also heard tshuva. So, if the ikar is tshuva, then what do I need vidui for? Just tell me tshuva. The answer is ki oz le'elokim. Because you want there to be strength for God. You want there to be emes hadin. If God tells us explicitly tshuva, then no one's afraid of the din. And therefore they tell the sinner you how to run away. And now, because we're commanded to do vidui, the pasuk concludes, Ulecha Hashem chesed, ki ata tashalem lish kemaseu. You do chesed, you pay a person according to his deeds, you give a person a full schar. Because we do vidui, that's considered mitzvah v'yoseh. So all of our tshuva is also considered mitzvah v'yoseh. Very beautiful. Achaz dibra elokim. Tshuva. Vidui is explicit. Shtaim zu shamati, also a tshuva. Ki oz le'elokim, I couldn't tell you tshuva explicitly because you want there to be strength of God, you want people to have fear of God. But vidui is commanded. And therefore, l'cha Hashem ha'chesed, ki atat ha'shalom lish kemaseyu. Now the yisod at tshuva is three things. Charata, ziv, and kabbalah hava. And they're all written in the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. What's vidui? Tshuva, we know, is charata, ziv, and kabbalah hava. Regretting leaving and being accepting upon yourself for the future. What's vidui? Is vidui just mentioning that you sinned, or to go into the details of what the tshuva you did was, what you're doing tshuva for? So based on what we explain, only according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he holds that you should do vidui again. Why? Because vidui is mechazek the koach of tshuva. So it makes sense that vidui is going to say, speak out all of the yesodos of tshuva. And that's taka what it says in the Yerushalmi. In Yuma, Perek Ches Sof Halach Zayin. So there he's mischaret, he's makabel ahava, he's leaving the sin. So you're speaking out the mahalchim of tshuva. So that's Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, that vidu is there to be mechazek the tshuva. And as I pass into Rambam in the Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, and Gimel, that you should be mefarish these in yanim of aziva charata and kabbalah ahava befiv. However, the Bavli is not like that. The Bavli holds that all you say is, in Yuma Pei Zayin Amid Beis, Aval Anachnu Chatanu. We don't mention the Ikariya Tshuva of Harata Naziv and Kabbalah Haba in the Bavli. You say what sins you did, but not Harata Naziv and Kabbalah Haba. And also in the Vidui of Rabbi Nuna Saba, Lokai Chelon Atzarti Ani Chedai, Vashon Atzarti Chilon Atzarti. There's no Zecher of the Vidui of Aziva Harata and Kabbalah Haba. Only Haskar Sachet, a tefillah that he shouldn't sin again, but there's no Kabbalah Haba. So the sheet of the Bavli, therefore, would seem is that the Yesoda Vidu is not to be mechazik the koach of tshuva, because tshuva doesn't need chizuk, because a person's made into a biria chadasha, like the other side we said. Based on this, we have a kasha and the Rambam. So now that we have that the Bavli holds that tshuva makes you a birya chadasha, it doesn't have to, and the vidui doesn't have to be mechazik the koach of tshuva, and therefore you don't have the inyanim of tshuva spoken out in the vidui. So then, why does the Rambam paskin like the Yerushalmi and not like the Bavli? The Rambam paskins that you do say inyanei vidui bepeh of tshuva. You do say Inyanei Tshuva in your Vidui of Charat Aziv and Kabbalah Haba. So why did he abandon our beautiful Talmud Bavli and go after the Talmud Yerushalmi? Not only that, but the Misadri HaTfilos were Koveh Deloka Yerushalmi. In the Siddur of the Tfilah of the Rambam, it's like our Nusach that he doesn't mention the Yesodei HaTshuva, just Haskar Sachet, and that requires reason. So we can say that there's a difference between a Yachid and a Tzibur based on the Gemara, in Yuma Pevav Amid Beis, and based on the gears of the Rif, that the Midah of Ma'aber Rishon is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mochel once, and he's Mochel twice, but not a third time. But that's a Yachid. A Tzibur is Al Shlosh Pisha Yisrael, that three times he is Mochel, and the fourth he's not. So why for a Yachid is he God not Mochel the third time, and for a Tzibur he's not Mochel the fourth time? And the reason is because that there are two types of Chazakas. And that's the machlokas between Rebbe and Rosh Shimon ben Gamliel. Is a chazaka two times or three times? Bava kama kovav amid beis. Some things we paskin like Rebbe, and in other areas of halacha we paskin like Rosh Shimon ben Gamliel. Vestas and Shor HaMuad, we paskin like Rosh Shimon ben Gamliel three times. And in other areas, like marrying, I guess he's referring to the sugya of katlonis, where the husband dies, so already two times enough. So that's there we paskin like Rebbe. So sometimes we paskin shrei zimni, so we paskin tla zimni, because we can explain chazaka in two different ways. You can also look for more about this in the Rav's Tshuva Sefer Das Koyin Simen Ches. And the truth is this is written in many, many, many Sfar. Either the Chazaka of three or two is Megala that was the Teva all along, Lemafreya. For example, the Shor, the first time you can say it was by chance, but now that the Shor is Muchzak, you say it was Megala that he was a Nachan all along. Or you can say that it's not Megala his Tevel Mafreya, but the first time he wasn't Morgel to be a Nakhon, and the more he's Nogeach, the more he becomes his Tevel, became his Tevel. Is it a Simen or is it a Siba? Is it a Simen when he reaches the Chazaka that it was like that all along? Or is it a Siba that creates his nature? So if we say it's a Gilui Milsa, so two is enough. And then by the third time, he's already chayev. It's already mitzuref to chayev. Two is already a chazaka. And then the third time is going to be a chayev. Because the chazaka was created after two, because it was megala that all along it was like that. So all you need is two, and on the third, that's already going to be a chiyuv, because it was megalat, that was the tevel all along. But if we need to establish the nature, establish the teva, for that you need three. Two doesn't establish a nature, three does. And based on this you saw that that's the machlokes between two or three. Is it A, gilui milsa, or is it creating a new habit, new nature? We can answer, and if it's revealing what was, then three is enough to show that all along that's the way it was, and therefore he's already chayav in number three. Or do we say that it establishes a nature, and therefore he's not yet chayav the third time? After the third time, he has that nature, and then in the fourth time, he's going to be chayav. So with that yisod, we can answer the kasha, the Magen Avraham and the Maharam, who says to say the same talo matar 90 times. Ask the Magen Avraham, how does it help to just say the same talo matar, same talo matar, same talo matar? Where does he learn it from? Mikirev nigichosef. That it says in the Gemara that if one is an animal, is nogech on three different days, he's chayiv. Certainly three times in the same day, he's chayiv. Frektem Magen Avraham, that's only according to Rabbi Meir. But we don't paskin like that. We don't paskin that Kirev Niki Chosev Lo Kolshkin. If he does them all on the same day, then he becomes a Shoram Muad. So how can you say that if you say the same Talamutter 90 times in the same day, that that's going to, that you, if you're Mesupik, you don't go back anymore? That's enough to ensure that that's going to be your habit. We hold the Kirev Niki Chosev doesn't work, that if a Shoram Muad is no geach, for sure is no geach three times in the same day, he doesn't become a muad, because we don't hold of kirev nigichosa. So why do we hold of the 90 times enough if it's done on the same day? We don't pass like that, Rabbi Meir. So the answer is the Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rabbi Meir because he holds that a chazaka is being megala the milsa, that the teva is to be a nakhin. And therefore, what's more of a gili milsa? What's more of a simon that he's a nakhin? Richek or kirev? The answer is richek. Why? Because kirev, we can say, that day he was in a bad mood, he woke up at the wrong side of the bed. This acts. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't like the same day, because it's not a good simon. And Rabbi Meir says, no. Rabbi Meir says, it's not because it's a simon, because you're margil yourself. And on the one day, you're margil yourself even more. If he does it a few times in one day, it's even more of a hergel. So therefore he says, Kirev Nigachosav no kol shekein. But if there's a chazaka that everybody agrees is not a gili milsa, everybody agrees it's establishing a habit, there one day would be enough of the kulei alma. So even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that for Saint Talamatar Levracha, which is a matter of establishing that my habit comes to say Saint Talamatar, there saying it all on the same day would help. The only time the kirev doesn't help, doing it at the same time doesn't help, is when it's going to be Megala Meiteva. So doing it all in one shot doesn't prove that's my tev if I'm an ox, because maybe I was just in a bad mood that day. But if it's something that's establishing a tev, something that's not megala teva, but it's establishing a teva, then one day would certainly work. And therefore 90 times the same talamata lekuli alma is fine. Now Chazal say that beinonim zebezeh shoyftim yitzar. Is that something where everybody say? Pile plus. Chazal say that Beinonim have two shoftim, the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov. And therefore we can explain that a person through his chait is megala daito, that he's borer his Yetzer Hara to judge him. He also wants his Yetzer Hara to be involved. And therefore, since it's a gili milsa that he wants his yetzer hara to be involved, also, so there all he needs is two times. And the third time already, Hashem is in mochel, because chazak of gili milsa to show a simon that it was like that all along. The third time is mitzdarif. But Bitsibor, so that's a yachid, that's why yachid, not two, and then the third time he's not nimchal, according to the Giras of the Rif. But Bitsibor, chait is always just mikri. It's not really part of who they are, and there's no chazaka l'mafreya. It's just establishing their nature. Therefore, for the Tzibor, they need to sin three times, and only in the fourth time they're not mochel, because it takes three times to establish a nature, like we said. When Meila l'inyan vidu Bitsibor, that you don't have to be oka the inyan de la haba. Because the chait is mikri. That all you have to do, b'tzibur, is to be okra the inyan lahaba, that they shouldn't keep doing what they're used to doing. So it's enough with the tzibur that they become a beria chadasha. What a tzibur has to do is a tzibur just needs to become a new person. And the vidui is a tzar and a knas. And therefore the tzibur doesn't have to go into detail of all the ikarim of tshuva in the vidui. Because a tzibur is on a higher level than a yachid. A tzibur doesn't have to be mechazek the koach of tshuva. All a tzibur has to do is say that in the future they're not going to do those sins that they got used to doing. And that's why all they need to do is to make themselves into a birya chadasha. Because the tzibur is holier than the yachid, they have a lesser level of chiyuv vidui. Their tshuva makes them into a birya chadasha. And they don't need vidui to be mechazek the koach of tshuva. So what taka is the vidui for? The vidui is mitam tzar v'knas. And since the vidui is mitam tzar v'knas, they don't have to go into all the details of tshuva and the vidui. So we said again, that a tzibur, that a yachid, on the third time the Rif says, we're not mochel, because it's a chazaka of gilui milsa, and therefore the third time is mitzarev. But the tzibur is only not nimchol in the fourth time, because that's hergel. But when they do vidui for one avera, so we just have to make ourselves into new people. Once we make ourselves into new people, we don't need vidui to be mechazek that koach of tshuva. It's just tzar and knas. But a yachid has to uproot the past. A yachid has to uproot the past. Why? Because a yachid was megala lemafreya. That was his teva. A yachid, when he did the third time, he was megala that was his teva. So he has to uproot the past. When the tzibur does their three times, and now they're up to the fourth time, even when they do that fourth one, so Hashem's not going to be mochel so fast, but if they make themselves into a birya chadasha, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mochel. Why will HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mochel? He'll be mochel because we did tshuva. And we don't have to uproot our past deeds to show that that was our teva all along. Because it wasn't our teva all along when we're talking about a tzibur. The tzibur wasn't. They'd sinned enough times. So now, when they do tshuva, they have to uproot those earlier. They have to make themselves into a bir chadash. They're not going to do it again. Because they were margil themselves. So for that, they have to do tshuva. When it says ein mochel, and obviously, if they do proper tshuva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mochel. They do tshuva and vidui. So Yachid has to uproot his past because he was showing that was his nature all along. Make himself into Birya Chadasha is not going to help because he still has to uproot all the deeds of the past. By Tzibur, it will, because he doesn't have to uproot all the deeds of the past. He just has to make sure he doesn't sin again in the future. So this Birya Chadasha is only Lahaba, but what about the past? That he chose the Eitzar as his Shofet. So that he has to uproot by another Maisa, by Vidui. To uproot the Maisa. So it's really not a machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. That the Bavli is talking about the Seder HaTzibur, and therefore it's enough for the Tzibur to say, Aval Anachnu Chatanu. They don't have to go into details. They don't have to mechazik the Kol Chachuv. They just have to become a Birya Chadasha, not to do it again in the future. But the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi, it's there, it's all Lashon Yachid, the Vidui. Because that's talking about a yachid. A yachid has to go into the details of tshuva. To be mechazik is koach of tshuva. in order to be Oker the Maisel and Mafreya? And that's why we were somech the two psukim in Kras Satan that we say before Tkiya Shofar. Because we know that Bein Atkiyas you should say Viduis, I'm saying. Belachash quietly as far as Tshuvas Yachid, but not Tshuvas Rabim. It's not a good time for Tshuvas Rabim, Tkiya Shofar. And Yachid, the only way to do Tshuva is if you say Vidui Bepeh and you speak out all in Yanei Tshuva. And therefore we say, Arov Avdecha Latov, Ayashkuni Zaydin. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is like an Arev against Midas Hadin that the Makatrik is going to say, don't believe their tshuva. And the person who does tshuva says, hey, if you're going to say, how are you sure that I'm going to pay up? Because just Mitzara Machshava, the tshuva by Yachid is very weak. So that's the pasuk of Ayin. So the next pasuk is Shin, Krasata. Sasa Nochi Alim Rasecha. That they were mitzvah to say vidui b'feh and to speak out the inyanei tshuva, that's kemotzei shalol rav. That's like finding a great booty. So tshuva is like waging a war, and the only way to wage a war is when there are lots of people, and it's impossible for a yachin in his own to get a shalol rav, because everybody just gets their portion. So the only way for your tshuva to be a shal rav is if you're mitzurv to the tzibur. But how could a yachid do it? And the answer is by saying the vidui, all the details of tshuva. Then his zocha, that is tshuva, is accepted like the tshuva of rabbim. And therefore, he says, all those bad guys, all the Midas Hadin, the Makatrik, how they're not going to hurt us. Because I'm so happy about your vidui. Your vidui gives me the koch that it's kamotzei shalol rav. When many yechidim are doing tshuva, so they have this, all of these yechidim have now the koch of tzibur. Every yachid who does tshuva has the koch of tzibur. Because he speaks out the different inyanim of tshuva. So he gets so rich with this vidui. So he knows that Kadosh Baruch Hu was our rov v'adochel tov. God's going to be our guarantor. God's going to watch out for us. So that's the time that we do tshuva v'vidui v'yachid. And we say that kesas anochel mesech v'matzei shalol rav. And we're so happy that about your words, about your vidui, because it's like shalal rab, it's like the booty of a rabbin. Because when we, the yachidim, any yachid who does tshuva, if he does the proper yachid tshuva, so it's like it has the koach of the rabbin. So got a little bit of a taste of Rav Kook's drasha. Very, very beautiful. We should all be zocha. Lomod ulami lishma ulasu, the kind is called Ivrei Salam Tarasa Ahava. Amen, be amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.